Hi, my name is Emily Travis. I'm introducing my dad, Mike.
Hi, everyone. Well, I'm here with my daughter, Emily. She's 8 years old, and she's just about to finish the second grade in public school. And I thought it would be interesting to talk to her about how she uses computers and what she wants to do with it in the future. So, hi, Emily. Can you tell us about what you do with your computer right now, the one that we have in our living room for you to use?
I like KidBiz 3000. That's a school homework stuff. And PBS Kids and mostly Google.
Okay, so what kind of things do you do on Google?
I like download animals and find pictures and learn about them.
Okay. And what about this KidBiz 3000? What is that?
That's homework.
Okay, so that's given by your teacher?
Mm-hmm.
And you're required to do that at home?
Yeah.
And what kind of assignments, like what do you do on KidBiz? Like give an example of one of the assignments you've had.
Okay, like there's a problem. And then like they give an activity. First you read the article, and then they give you an activity to see how much you read and how much you learned. So like they would say on the regular thing where you read, before you do the activity, they would probably say, lots of snow fell on the elephant, and then of the circus. And then on the activity, they would ask, what's the problem in the news story? Or what's the thing that they're talking about?
Like what's not correct in it, or?
No, what's going on.
Okay. I remember you read one article right about Loch Ness Monster. Mm-hmm. Is that true? To see if it was real or not?
Yeah.
And what did you conclude by that? Do you think the Loch Ness Monster is real?
Well, they could just have used paper and probably make it real with and just telling lies.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be true because none of us ever seen it before.
Mm-hmm. So we don't know yet. Huh. Okay. Yeah. And what are some things, like at school, what do you do at on the computers at school?
We do KidBiz 3000.
Uh-huh.
We do Word.
Uh-huh.
And then we do Math Mission.
Math Mission. So that's mm-hmm. like an interactive math program?
Yeah. You go to things, like you go onto the bus, but you have to solve their problem. And then they take you to a place, and then you have to solve their problem at the place.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get, like, money, and then once the, because the arcade's closed, and once you have enough money, a guy's going to come to you, and he's going to open the arcade for you, and you're going to be able to play, and then if you want to get more money to play more on the arcade, you have to go back to the jobs and
okay.
stuff for people.
So what are the games like? Are they math games, or are they just fun games when you get to go in the arcade?
They're like math games. Like, I have 63 Barbies. I need 55. So you need to how much do you need to take away to get 55 out of 63?
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. So some subtraction and addition.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have computers in your classroom that you use?
We have like this big thing. It's kind of like a little lab that holds computers. It goes to each class almost every day, but sometimes they're not using it. And so we get to use it like 2 days. We get to use it Tuesday, Thursday, and sometimes other days because other teachers don't want to use it.
So it's like a mobile cart with laptops?
Yes.
Okay. So you get to use that twice a week. But do they have a lab at your school at all? Where
yes,
you can go
they
and
have a laboratory. And then we have like times we can go and Mr. Amaki doing it, picking out times for us to go. And she picked next Monday for us to go and do math.
Okay. And so what do you want to learn on the computer?
I want to learn about dinosaurs, about space, about scientists and about
Okay, cool. Well, do you have anything else you want to tell us about the use your use of computers at home, at school? Okay. All right. Well, thank you for interviewing. Thank you for letting me interview you. I hope other people will find this interesting. This was again Emily, my daughter, and she is just finishing second grade. How many days of school do you have left? 4 days of school and then summer starts. All right. Thanks a lot. Hope to talk to you in the next podcast. Bye.